goodness.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better.
I think the rain is going to dry up. Is that correct? Does anybody know what's
not until tomorrow, I think, because I have to cut the grass tonight.
Yeah.
So it's going to wait, so I got to do it tomorrow.
Rain.
All right, welcome into a Friday show. Dave Jennings.
Yes, sir.
Tony Vannetti. Dwight Whitten.
And in the studio with us is Steve Fitzpatrick from The Morning Show. You're one of my favorites, Steve. I love you on with Tony What's-His-Face in the morning, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Duanye.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Duanye.
Duanye.
Oh, East. I think we might have created something here, Duanye. Okay, so yeah, I got to ask the guy that has the bumper sticker that says, "Oh, how I hate Ohio State."
Yeah.
About the information that came out yesterday, this was the lead story for most of the sports and news, really, was Bo Schembechler. It's just a matter of time before all, you know, something comes out, right?
What? Yeah. Tell me, what happened? Because I'm ignorant on the situation.
Okay, Bo Schembechler is basically the what to Michigan football.
He's the god. He's the right. He's it. I mean, because Michigan football is real bad right now. And it's not going. Bo's not coming back. In case you hadn't heard,
he's the Bear Bryant of Michigan.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so he's the most important figure. He's been dead for
2006. It was 2000,
so quite some time. But he's the figure for Michigan football.
Yeah, what Denny Crum is to Louisville,
which is kind of a big deal.
Yeah, right.
Which is kind of a big deal.
Right.
So his son had a press conference yesterday with two other players, and this thing could go as deep as 800 players. Mm-hmm. But here is just a piece of the sound from yesterday's press conference.
My father sent me to Dr. Robert Anderson for my first physical exam around 1969. I was in the fourth grade. But what Dr. Anderson did made me uncomfortable. He fondled my genitals and conducted an invasive rectal exam with his finger. When Bo got home, I told him what happened. That did not go well. I tried to tell him repeatedly, but my effort earned me a punch in the chest.
Yeah.
So.
Oh.
Yeah.
It goes deeper than that. First of all, the betrayal of your own son.
Right.
Is, I'm just like sick to my stomach right now. That your son comes home and explains that. And then you punch him in the chest.
What dad doesn't punch the doctor in the face?
Right. See, that's where I thought it was going was I told him, and when he said he was irate, I thought he was irate at the doctor.
Yes, okay. Yeah. So here are two other players.
Matt Schembechler alongside two former Wolverine football players, Daniel Kwiatkowski and Gilvani Johnson, and their attorneys held a press conference to spotlight what they allege was a culture of abuse at Michigan. Johnson said he reported Anderson's behavior directly to Bo, who he said would even threaten players with trips to the doctor.
Only now do I realize how crazy it was to threaten rape as a way of motivating players to work.
Yeah. He was. They Whoa. Were. The yeah. coaching staff yeah. knew what the doctor yeah. was
right.
doing,
yeah.
and threatened with poor play or lack of effort. Yeah. Do you want to go see Dr. Anderson?
You right. miss a tackle, you're going to the doctor.
Oh right. my God!
It is a bad, bad look for Bo right now. And similar to what you know when people came to the defense of Joe Paterno. See, Joe Paterno's been accused in circles of doing not that bad, but along the same lines of just overlooking Sandusky.
I was going to say, with Sandusky, he knew all about it. He turns to, you know.
Yeah, but not like this here where you had these accounts.
Well,
and then, of course,
I think the Penn State thing's worse because it was little kids. It was orphans. They
agree.
Were orphans.
Agree.
Okay, but here's the thing. Michigan football is basically, or during Coach Bo, it was basically NFL.
Right.
Let's call it what it is. I'm surprised one of these linemen didn't slap the doctor silly.
Oh, well, here you go. Here's the All-American offensive line during that era.
Bo knew. Everybody knew. It's hard to share this story, but I hope that in doing so, I can bring some peace and justice to some of the other survivors.
Nobody wanted to be first.
Right?
Nobody wanted to be the one to bring down Michigan football.
No, right. Dwight's point is Dwight's turning around and punching the doctor. But the first of all, back in the 60s and 70s, doctors were gods. Like, remember, mm-hmm. doctors, you just did what the doctor told you to do.
Right.
Because they were special people.
Right.
And you didn't question what the doctor did. And that was the deal. Now, because that makes common sense. Common sense, you turn around. The second thing is, you're playing for Michigan football. And do you want to jeopardize that?
Right. Exactly. And you had the same problem with, what's his name, Jim Jordan at Ohio State.
Yes, the wrestling
and
coach.
So, right. Exactly. And, you know, again, this is where when you take it down to abuse, and this, I get, you could quasi call this child abuse, depending, you know, they're obviously over 18.
Of course it is. Yes, yeah, sexual
abuse. But it's always amongst, the majority of times, amongst those who people trust.
How did you continue to recruit through this? I mean, even if the players didn't want to bust the program, I mean, on official visits, they'd be like, dude, this is the kind of stuff that happens here. You might want to think twice about this. I go in for rotator cuff problems. Guy sticks his hand in my butt.
Well, yeah. Okay, but there you go. There's a shame amongst guys.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Even though it's not your fault.
Yes.
Anytime there's a...
Right.
In any way, shape, or form when it comes to rape,
mm-hmm.
male or female, there's always... an element of shame.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to know this. And God love these men for getting up there, because when it comes to jocks and football players, I would imagine with their demeanor, it's even harder to say, hey, I was vulnerable. I was...
But they would get together. One of the players said they would get together for beers, mm-hmm. and they would actually have the conversation. Like, if somebody was sick, you have a nasal infection, or you have an injury... Whether it was worth going into the doctor.
Right.
Whether getting the medication was worth going in there and getting assaulted.
Well, Dana Jacobson with CBS this morning did a story. She interviewed a Michigan player about 3 years ago, and he was the first to kind of lead on to what was going on here. And that opened my eyes to it. But now you have Bo Schembechler's son coming through.
That was huge.
That is huge. Now, where the university?
What do you? What's your as a Big Ten Michigan guy? Where are you at on?
Well, if this happened to Bo, I mean, I have an autographed Bo Schembechler ball that sits in my basement that Bo signed just before he died that I hold in the highest regard. I mean, it's in the case; it's got its own place. Does that come down now? If this, in fact, comes out that Bo did that,
does it come down?
I can't help but think it doesn't.
I got to think it does.
Yeah. Yeah. That it doesn't, I mean, is what I meant to say.
Does the statue come down?
Yes, of course.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking, this goes 800 players deep.
I agree. No, I agree. See how fast it is to undo that legacy. And it's, you know, I mean, Michigan's not any good right now in football, but they still had that legacy. So I would imagine that Michigan football is going to kind of go not away for a while, but it certainly isn't going to be a player. And it's going to take a long time.
I disagree. I think this story has a legs for about a week, and then it's done. I really do. It's because it was so long ago.
But Jim Harbaugh can't beat Ohio State. That's where they're not a player at the moment.
Right. I agree, Dave.
This hurts their image, but it doesn't hurt the program right now, I don't think.
Penn State bounced back, bang.
I know. The problem
after
is
that horrific story.
Well, to your all's point, the problem is Michigan has heavy hitter financial donors.
Right.
You know, when you've got a university that's got a law school, a medical school, and a business school all tied in, and high priced alum that graduate, they kick in money over and over, that may help ease the pain, so to speak.
Yeah, but
okay, well, let's talk financials. And I don't know what statute of limitations are.
Right.
But what happens happens when you have a class action lawsuit of 800 players deep of sexual assault?
Michigan State. Mm-hmm. It was a half a billion dollars.
Right.
It was a half a billion.
For how many?
For 200 and something.
Okay.
No. They said up to 800. So that didn't.
Right.
Because that's how many kids went through that program at that time when Dr. Anderson was at the program. So
I got to think if Coach Bo's son was a victim.
Yeah.
I got to think anybody.
Everybody. Right. Well,
so this very well could be looking at a class action lawsuit amongst 800 men.
Right, right. And you're more going to come out. Yeah, I'm sorry.
As men, guys, I don't know how other men who are in positions of power with young men can endorse this, can hide it in Joe Paterno's case.
But there's no benefit. I don't understand this. What happens? You're talking about boosters that have a lot of money. How old are those individuals usually?
I don't know.
They're older. And guess what they do? They love Bo.
I know. I know. Believe me. I hear it.
I
from
mean,
all
they
of
love
them.
Bo. Those old, the money guys are usually the older guys,
oh,
and they still
God.
Love the revered years of
oh,
Bo.
Oh my God!
And now all that's crushed.
Back when I was doing the roundtable, I used to get on and say all the time at this Michigan program, I used the word in shambles at one point, and Bob Valvano thought I was crazy. And I said, Bob, this program is going downhill fast,
yeah.
and they're never going to be what they were. And to your point. I had some old alumni that live here in Louisville that emailed me and said I was just absolutely crazy for opening the mic and saying that about Michigan football.
Yeah.
And I said, no, it's the fact.
Guess what?
Guess what's happened.
Guess what?
You know, it happens all the time when in a program, an authority figure will turn a blind eye to another authority figure for their behavior.
Yeah.
I don't understand, outside of threat of sexual assault as a punishment, why would he turn a blind eye to this? Because there's no advantage to the program having your player sexually assaulted unless you're using it as a punishment like you talked about. What other benefit was
because
for using this
if the
doctor?
Information gets out, it could damage what he's doing
exactly.
there and maybe even lose his job. So he doesn't – remember, Dave, what's the most important thing?
Well, money.
Winning.
Winning.
And winning.
Winning.
What happened to running laps?
Right.
I mean, seriously, Bo, what happened to holding water back at practice?
Yeah.
Right.
What happened to those good old time-tested techniques, which you can't do anymore, of motivating players?
You know, it's
not
just,
this.
Yeah, no, it's the scary thing is to watch, to your point, Tony, and I'm one of those who sat in that Bo Schembechler camp. I mean, I remember growing up telling my son this, that you would turn on Michigan football on Saturday.
Oh.
And you knew that we're going to win. It was the Big Two and Little Eight.
It was Notre Dame and Michigan were on TV every weekend.
It was the Big Two, Little Eight. And once in a while, you'd lose to Ohio State, and you'd beat them. It was all good. And you look at those people when you're a kid. I mean, they literally are wearing the cape with
sure.
the S on their chest.
Absolutely.
Unless, of course, Florida State came up to Michigan in the early 90s.
That started the downfall.
There
yeah.
we go.
Well, it wasn't even just Florida State. It wasn't even just Florida State. It was Miami that did it, too. And that's when we started to realize, oh, they can play football in Florida in the big slow.
And they throw it.
And they throw it. And so, but you look at these guys, and then when news like this breaks, and you look at a guy like Bo Schembechler, and you hear his own son say this about him, dude.
Yeah. I think the story will have very little legs. I think they'll re-report it when the $500 million settlement comes through.
Well, because you're
people yeah. don't care anymore about this stuff. They just don't. They've had a tough road the last 10 years in this country on different subjects, and everyone's in their own little bubble of trouble. And then they just don't care outside their little bubble. This should really hurt Michigan, but it's not.
But to your point, football. The age of folks that appreciate – I appreciated Bo because I was about 7 or 8 years old.
We all know somebody that played for him.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I was going to bring it up, and I'm going to leave it.
We're not going to say he's a great guy.
But the generation, to your point, Tony, where most of this influence would come from are very old right now. That new Bo. We're talking going back to 1969 when he started after he coached with Woody Hayes. And Woody Hayes had his own problems too at Ohio State. So different time, different place. But I think to your point, if this happened on a more recent coach, say Brady Hoke.
Right.
Or Lloyd Carr,
yes.
it would have more legs. But Bo is almost, I don't want to say
dead since 06.
Is the doctor in question, is he still alive?
No, he died. He died.
Yeah, he died.
So the two main characters in this are dead and have been dead for 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and it goes, and again, it underscores that when I'm talking about child abuse in general. It can sometimes be people that have the most trust that have. It's a process called grooming. You can get into that with other experts, but these groomers are methodic. They take their time. They earn your trust as a parent. They earn the kid's trust, and then that's when it happens.
Do you want to know why Bo Schembechler's? I was wondering why Bo Schembechler's son was doing the press conference.
Mm-hmm.
The first story tells you everything.
Yeah,
I told you I got raped and you punched me.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why they say when somebody reports, that's why, one, Kentucky's a mandatory reporting state.
Yeah.
If someone comes up to you and reports abuse and you need
you
to report
to
it.
Yeah.
Because if it turns out it happened and you find out you didn't report it, you're legally responsible. Yeah. And you always, always, always believe the victim off the get-go.
Okay. Scott Fitzgerald, great job.
Thanks, buddy.
We'll cut you loose. Thank you so much, man. Do we want to do the joke of the day here or you want to do it next?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it. Well, you tell me.
Let's do the joke of the day now. Let's do it.
Well, I have one that's kind of somber, so maybe
Friday's a walk in the bar.
We're going to the
night.
Bar, baby.
Okay.
We have a theme. We're going to the bar, but here's the thing. We're going to stall because I forgot my computer cord. I got to shut my computer down and turn it back on.
Well, maybe Dave does his joke then. You want Dave to do
is
his show?
Is your battery life like down to zero?
My battery life is like, the, you know when you get the empty battery that's red?
Yeah, it's like
that's where I'm at right now.
It's kind of like.
I'll
like
do my filler joke then, okay?
Okay, go, go.
It is a little somber starting, but okay, you guys ready? Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave.
I still remember the last thing my grandfather said to me before kicking the bucket.
Oh gosh, really? What was it?
Yeah. He said, hey, you want to see how far I can kick this bucket?
Nice.
All right. Nice.
You got to have a better one than that, dude.
Yeah, it's not better, but hey, it's Friday. Let's go on down to the bar. Hey, guys.
Hey, Dwight. Hey. Dwanye.
Two friends are walking their dogs together. One has a gigantic big black lab. The other one has a chihuahua, much like Dave's family.
Yes.
Like the chihuahua family. Well, the dog walkers walk past the bar and they say, hey, let's go in there and get a beer. Chihuahua owner says, that'd be great, but we have our dogs. That's when the lab owner says, follow my lead. Lab owner walks in, strolls in, says, give me a beer. The bartender says, hey, no dogs in here. Oh, well, that's my C&I dog, she replies. Bartender quickly apologizes and gives her the beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Chihuahua owner goes, okay, here we go. Chihuahua owner walks in, sits down, says, give me a beer. Bartender goes, hey. No dogs allowed in here, ma'am. She says, this is my C&I dog. He goes, yeah, right. The bartender says, a Chihuahua? Come on, give me a break. Woman looks up and says, what? They gave me a Chihuahua? That's the joke of the day.
Well played.
June 11, 2021.
Hey, stick around. Jam-packed show. We've got a legendary concert promoter, Danny Zalesko. Wait till you hear this guy, man. He's got more stories. The guy's absolutely fantastic. Plus, Carl Schmidt's going to be joining us.
The sports for fund with the last D on the end of it. We're going to get some sports out to some kids that haven't been able to enjoy that in the last couple of years.
And Jeff Downs from Yes and Asia will join the show as well.
Please join Jewish Community Center. I was there last night. It's starting to fill up. It's so much fun for families to work out. My entire family works out at the J. You don't have to be Jewish to join the Jewish Community Center. The indoor walking track is very popular. My 15-year-old daughter loves just putting the earbuds in and just walking around while I work out. My son works out pretty hard at the gym. There's five different little tiny gyms all over the building that you can lift weights or do whatever you want to do. There's saunas. There's fitness instructors. There's classes all day. There was a really cool class going on in the basketball floor as we walked the walking track last night, and they were working out hard. I was thinking I was going to sign up next Thursday for that class. Jewish Community Center pools are open, man. People were swimming till late last night. It was awesome. So all you got to do is call 459-0660 or just go to jewishlouisville.org, Google up Jewish Community Center. You'll be taken care of. All right, the J is ready to rock. You need to join with us. The Venettis are already there. We'll see you after this break on News Radio 840 WHAS.
WHAS.
All right, welcome back. I'm going to talk to Brad Garrett here in a couple of moments about your security.
Jim Ryan, actually.
I'm sorry,
is.
Jim Ryan. I thought we were talking security. Usually we talk to Brad Garrett. So Jim Ryan's got some big shoes to fill at that
he
point.
He does.
Okay.
Well, Jim's like 6'5", so he can do it.
Something we're going to talk about a little bit later is Jefferson County Public Schools reports a 10% drop in graduation rates. So only 72% of seniors in Jefferson County Public Schools ended up graduating this year. Again, a 10% drop, which is down from 82%. Which is up from a couple of years ago, which it used to be about 72% of what your Jefferson County Public School graduates were. So if you have six people in your row in your classroom, two of those are not graduating.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't either. So
we keep pushing kids along because if you don't, funding changes.
Well, here's the deal. Jefferson County Public School also, it's simple. Kids that graduate high school, it's a simple thing. Just graduate high school. That drops your chances significantly to not go to jail, drug and alcohol addiction, food assistance, to be on any assistance. If you just graduate from high school, that drops your – all those things drop significantly.
I'm not overstating this. Finishing high school is more important than finishing college.
Period.
No, absolutely.
Period.
I remember when I went to high school, there was a teacher in my class, And what she said is amazing. She told the class, everyone look to the person to your left.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone look to the person to your right. Now everyone look at the person in the back named Dwight Whitten. Don't be that person. And after she said that, all the other kids were so successful in life.
Mm.
She was a genius.
Well, what she said was, the person to your left or right is not going to graduate. Which one out of you three are not going to graduate? But I enjoy the self-deprecating behavior that you inhibit all the time. But I think it's time to go down to Tejas.
Yeah, Jim Ryan. Jim Ryan. Gonna play in Texas. Woo! You got to have Jim Ryan in the band. Happy Friday to you, Jim.
Jim, you've got some big
shoes. Hey, how's it
going? Hey, we usually talk about security on ABC with Brad Garrett, so you've got some pretty big shoes to fill this morning, okay?
You tell me about it,
well,
yeah.
Well, listen, there's a thing out there that's using artificial intelligence to imitate me. Wouldn't the word intelligent throw it off immediately?
You can't fake Dwight.
Right. Wait a minute. This email's not from Dwight. Everything's spelled correctly.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a good example. Let's say, okay, Tony gets an email from Dwight, and Dwight's telling Tony, and it's on company email, and it says, hey, the receptionist is having a birthday next week, or you know, our program director, somebody's having a birthday, and here's an invitation to the party. Just click here to RSVP to the party. Would you click on that?
If it's from Tony, mm-hmm. probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you are.
Probably.
Yeah, you are. You are. Yeah, you're going to click on it because it came from my buddy.
Yeah, well, it looked like it came from a buddy anyway. I got an email like that recently on my personal account. Same kind of thing, an invitation, says click here, and I thought, wait a minute. So I called the person and I said, did you just send this invitation? They said, no. Oh. Well, that's a scam out there. And here's the deal. You know, people think about a hacker as an individual person sitting there in front of a computer and poring over Facebook and Instagram accounts and looking for different pieces of information. Well, now they have artificial intelligence to do that job for them. And in the blink of an eye, they can round up all the information they need about Dwight to craft an email that looks very convincing, send it off to Tony, see if he'll open it, click on the link, and then suddenly the whole company's email system or server has been compromised and could be subject to a ransomware attack.
But this kind of preys on people, Jim, that maybe are a little lonely in a way. I got an invitation to something. I never get included in anything. Click, click, click.
Well, either that or it's just something so matter-of-fact and routine that you don't even think much about it. You say, okay, click, and there you go. That's probably what happened to JBS Meats. That's probably what happened to Colonial Pipeline. Somebody inside the company clicked on a link they shouldn't have clicked on, and suddenly the whole company is subject to a ransomware attack that costs millions of dollars. The good news, obviously, and you probably heard about this, is that the feds were able to retrieve some of that ransom money last week, which is great news. Somehow they're staying at least half a step ahead, maybe, of the hackers, but unfortunately, if history is any indicator, then the hackers will catch up and surpass them again before long.
Maybe I wasn't included in anything, and that's what I was thinking about that.
Here's how I defend it. For 20 years, I have refused to answer emails. So
that's true, too. No.
I don't, especially if they're over two sentences long, I'm like, I'm done. I don't have time for this. Call me if you need me or text me or whatever. But I use mainly text for any correspondence. You can send the same thing you can do in email, you can send in a text. And I trust the text a little bit more.
But even
my iHeart, I don't really. Hey, iHeart, I've worked for you since 1996. I don't answer your emails. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't hire me to answer emails. They hire me to talk on this microphone and have opinions. Yeah. So I'm making a joke, but that's where we're going. You're going to go to a point to where emails are not going to be effective because none of us are going to correspond with it.
Yeah. Well, normally opening the email is not going to get you into trouble. That's not going to cause a problem so much. But it's the link inside. And by the way, you can send links via text message too. And that could cause problems. They could freeze up your device, you know, your phone or your tablet, whatever it might be. So you just have to be careful about that as well. Any kind of link is a potential time bomb. So those are the things you need to watch out for. Typical average communication, maybe not so much, but it's those links that can really cause trouble.
Jim Ryan, as a result of this kind of crap that builds every single day. It's always some kind of phishing scam, some kind of artificial intelligence scam day after day after day. As a result of that, many companies like our company here, I, in fact, do answer emails. But to do so, I've got to log on, and then all I have to do to check my emails, go through a 384 easy verification step process. Do you think that that's what's coming now on email is some kind of verification?
Yeah, great question.
Know, like
verification.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if not with email, then at least logging onto your computer or, doing just about anything, you're going to have to go through that that two or three step verification process, and sending a click to your phone, and you verify on your phone that your email can be answered or that reply can be made. So yeah, I think that certainly is one way to protect yourself. Also, you got to keep that malware up to date, keep your computer software protected in that way, because as much stuff as does get through, you have to imagine that if you don't have malware on your computer, you'd have a mountain of potential threats in there.
Jim, we've all put together furniture from China, and we get the instructions out and say, why can't they hire one English-speaking person to write these? And that used to be kind of the tell in these fake emails. They just didn't look right. Are there any tells, obvious signs that these are not what they're supposed to be?
Well, that's still part. That's one of the things. One of the criteria. It's got to, if it has funky looking spelling, if a logo doesn't look quite right, if it looks like it was kind of thrown together, if the I heart doesn't look exactly the way it should, that's going to be a dead giveaway there. But beyond that, it's just getting very, very difficult, especially if it's something that comes from a work partner or somebody that you're expecting an email from. So, unfortunately, those things are kind of running out, the telltale signs that you're being scammed or targeted.
Yeah, and you talk about how, some of them look suspicious. Some of them look dead on, Jim Ryan.
No, they
there,
do.
There's an Amazon scam going around right now to say, hey, we owe you this money. It looks like freaking Amazon.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. Well, and this is fascinating to me. I've kind of got addicted to these scam bait videos.
Yeah.
And there are guys out there, and women too, who, they'll get a call from a scammer who's saying, okay, this is the Social Security Administration. You owe us $10,000. Please call us back right now. So these people will call them back, but they have a virtual computer that they're calling them from or that, they're connecting. And so they have all sorts of information on the scammers, because once scammer gets into their computer, the scam bait person can get into the scammer's computer.
That's great.
And delete files or find out where they are. It's fascinating stuff.
I would think we're Social Security and we owe you $10,000. We get a better response.
That would be the response. All right, Jim Ryan, you going to have some barbecue and go to a ball game this weekend?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. That's a good idea. Thanks.
Hey,
Kentucky, he's an event planner from way
back. Kentucky opens up full throttle today.
We'll be joining
Jim. So we're pretty excited, man.
We're excited.
Nice.
Jim Ryan, have a great day, buddy.
All right, take care, guys.
See you, man.
Good guy. Okay, listen, if you said, okay, put a gun to my head, you said, find me the kindest place on earth.
I would
drive as fast as I could to a Down syndrome facility.
Pure love.
Particularly Down syndrome.
It's pure love.
I've been involved with Down syndrome in Louisville for a number of years, and I got to tell you, they have and always will have my heart. Anytime I go to a function,
they're angels from on earth.
Oh, my Lord. I remember I was going, they were having some kind of lunch, so I was privileged enough to go have lunch in the cafeteria Down syndrome in Louisville. I walked in to meet my friend Julie, and I remember I was just standing there, maybe 10 seconds, probably not that long. I feel a tug at my jacket. Hey, my name's Andy. What's your name?
Yeah, I know.
Immediately.
I know.
Sweetest angels, these men and women and children here at Down syndrome Louisville, phenomenal. I say all that to say this. Some bastard has stolen the catalytic converters from their vans yet again.
Again? I was going to say that's an old story.
Yet again. I hoped that I was reading this wrong this morning. I got on the phone with Julie from Down syndrome of Louisville. I said, please tell me this is not right. She said, no, Dwight, they got him again. obviously, I'm on the air right now, but and I'm an idiot when it comes to computers, so I've had someone help create a GoFundMe page. I didn't know how to do it. I'm going to get it up on my social media, and if you could share it. My point is, if you could just give a dollar, whatever, if we can get these kids their vans back.
See,
I just don't understand.
This is where, it's not going to be very good to say on the radio, but this is where I miss old good policing.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jim, what happened? Down Central. All right, give me a little bit. Then Jim, the cop, is going to go ask some friendly questions to individuals he knows that knows where the situation is. And these friendly, hey, that hurt. It looks like it hurts, man.
Yeah.
That kind of friendly policing. Sorry, it's not a popular opinion, but I miss the old 80s, 70s and 80s policing of, hey, I'll go find out real quick. Hang on.
But.
So with that said. I can't believe they got hit again. How do we give?
I can't either.
How do we figure it out?
I recruited someone, please help me get a GoFundMe page I get it up.
Yeah.
They just texted me during the first break and said, it's up. When we go to commercials, I'm going to post that on my Facebook page and open it up publicly.
I will share it, yeah.
So if we could.
Here's how it happens in the movies. Cops go to one of those guys they kind of use for information sometimes. They know he kind of deals in those used catalytic converters out of the back.
Yes.
They look it. Not going to hassle you, but I need a couple of those put on these vans today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then get that done.
Oh, and by the way, we need to push for some kind of legislation where if you're going to go to a junkyard with a catalytic converter or wherever mm-hmm. you're going to get it melted down, whatever. Whoever you take that in from,
where's the catalytic converter market? Who is there? Are they selling them at yard sales?
No,
who's buying? What do you need those for?
Evidently, I think it's maybe the copper or something inside it. It's
you're stealing those for the copper inside it.
Listen, out in the South End, all of my church included had to build a cage around its air conditioner.
Yeah, that's true.
Because people were getting in there and stealing the copper.
I know. They bolt them to the ground and have to put a cage around them.
Boy, do I hate a thief.
We need some copper coppers.
You wonder why you go by construction sites and they take the lifts and they raise the expensive equipment up in the air. They're like, why is that up in the air over the weekend? Because somebody's going to steal it. Somebody's going to steal it.
Right.
So ridiculous. So we got to go to break.
So anyway, once again, they have stolen and damaged the 15-passenger vans for Down Syndrome of Louisville. These are the kindest souls on earth. I'm going to go fund me page up.
Okay.
Go to break. Right now, though, Tony's Breaking Alignment, baby. Talk about another crew that has my heart. They're going to save you some money. If you go somewhere and you get an estimate on your
car. I have an appointment Thursday.
Oh, there you go.
Yep, my kids
care. I spoke with a listener last night. He reached out to him and he said, look, I drove 30 miles. He lives up by the Hubers in Indiana. He said, I drove 30 miles to get to Tony's Breaking Alignment. I'm not disappointed. Thank you. That's all the messages I get constantly. If you go to Tony's Breaking Alignment, they're going to save your money. They're going to give you a warranty, a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. You can't get that anywhere else. They've got so much pride in their work, and they should. Listen, they have the greatest mechanics that money can buy. They have the best diagnostic equipment, and they're honest. And that's the most important part. They're not going to give you a big laundry list of stuff that you don't need. They're just concerned about the safety of your car and getting you back out on the road safely. Put your mind at rest. Go with the best. And that's my dear friends at Tony's Brake and Alignment. Lots to get to, including Danny Zalesko. He's a world champion promoter. Wait till you hear some of this guy's stories. Plus, Jeff Downs from Yes and Asia joins the show. So,
back after this on News Radio 840 WHAS.
If you're going to play in Texas, you got to have.